Hey guys, welcome back to the Backyard Show. Today, for our media coverage, we're gonna be starting off with Little Tay and Tennacon. So, Elliot, do you want to tell us about Little Tay?
Sure, I'd love to. So, I'm gonna be honest, I don't know everything about Little Tay, but
All right.
You know, like you've told me, you don't really know anything about her. So,
yeah.
I'm going to try to inform you about what I do know.
I honestly didn't know it was a her until you just said her right now.
Well, then there you go. That's starting off. It's all right. So I'm pretty sure she's Asian.
Oh. Oh no, I have heard of her before.
Yeah. Okay. So she's this little Asian girl, right?
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, she thinks she's this black gangster, right?
Yeah.
And so her mom is a real estate agent, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Something to do with real estate.
Yeah.
And basically what this girl is doing is she's making these videos flaunting around cash, but it's really just like a huge stack of ones.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going into all of these really fancy houses, and she was claiming that it was her house every time she was in one, but it was just the houses that her mom was showing.
Oh, God.
If that makes sense to you.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And so basically, this girl, she ends up getting in huge trouble, and, like, with her mom.
Yeah.
And also the internet,
mm-hmm.
And also gets her mom in huge trouble with her job and almost gets her fired.
Ooh.
Because she's taking videos in other people's houses.
Yeah.
You know, that's not allowed.
Yeah, that's not good.
And so this really dumb girl, for whatever reason, thinks that she's just all that and decides to do all that stuff, and she's flaunting around all this money that's not actually hers, it's her mom's, and going into these houses that aren't hers.
Ooh.
The ones her mom is showing, and all these cars that aren't hers.
That's just messed up.
When I heard about that, I was just kind of sickened by it, because it's like, I'm pretty sure she's like 10 years old.
Yeah, she probably is.
It was ridiculous when I heard about that.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know, but that's what I know about it, and she stopped because she got in huge trouble and got her mom in huge trouble.
Yeah, which is, it's not good.
Not okay.
No, it's really not.
Yeah. Like, it's one thing to be a really stupid little kid and just pretend.
Yeah.
But it's another thing to almost get your parent fired from their job.
Yeah, that's not a good thing to do.
That's a huge no-no.
Yeah, that's a big bad thing to do.
Yeah, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. So the next thing we're going to be talking about is Tennacon and that big horrible thing that happened. So give me a second to pull up the article here. One second. Oh, did you get an alert on your phone? I think I heard something. Okay. All right. So basically what happened at Tennacon, there's this lady named Tana Mong, or YouTuber, relatively popular YouTuber named Tana Mongo. She has 3.5 million followers as of right now. I don't know how much she has.
Probably as of when that happened.
Yeah, she's trying to make this okay. So let me just read this because I actually honestly have no clue what happened here. So she's a vegan. She's a vegan YouTuber. Okay, so that already goes to show you how crazy she is.
Yeah.
She's trying to make this her own VidCon. And 20,000 people showed up, okay? 20, excuse me. Wow. 20,000 people showed up, and in a stadium that can only fit 5,000, which is, you know, that's not a good thing. Okay, let me keep reading.
Basically, this girl posts a video of her that is an hour and 18 minutes long of her explaining why she dislikes VidCon.
Yes. Yeah, that is true. And by the way, I last episode we talked about FujiTube and his event that was supposed to be better than Coachella. That wasn't. This happened before then. And
it is pretty similar.
Yeah, it is similar in the fact that she promised appearances from Bella Thorne, Casey Neistat, Miranda Sings, and Shane Dawson. To those of you just nodding along blankly, those are famous YouTubers. And this place was technically free. It went on sale or something like that. One vlogger reported live from the crowd said she was never actually spotted wearing any free badge. VIP tickets were available for $65, but with handling taxes came around about $77. Basically, people came from all over the country to see this event, and like 15,000 people were basically shut out, and she couldn't do, and they just had to go home pretty much. So people that flew out from all over the country were just shut down pretty much, and it was pretty horrible. It was actually those people that were like trying to come out there and support her by spending their money on an $800 plane ticket, that just went down the drain, and they were not happy about it. But recently, within a couple of days ago, actually, she made this hour-long video, like saying sorry about everything, and she was trying to apply, and it had a ton of ads in it or something. And the Gabby Show, or is that her name? The Gabby Show. You guys know what I'm talking about. All right, hold on. I'm just gonna double check. I see Gabby Show real quick.
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. She was at Viner. It's the Gabby Show. The Gabby Hanna. She tweeted at her saying like, are you trying to have all these ads and stuff in it to get enough ad revenue to pay all your fans back? And basically she was like,
because for those of you who don't know, ads is a big portion of how you make money on YouTube.
Yeah, that's how they're able to make a living on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then Gabby, tweeted her, she was like, hey, are you trying to put all these ads in here so you can pay your fans back? And then she tweeted, yeah, of course. Which honestly, I think she's doing it.
Dumb.
I think she's doing it now. But before then, she definitely was not. She's probably trying to get her money back for all the money she spent on that event.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So that's the end of that. Thank God. Hopefully nothing like... Oh, yeah. About FujiTube, he tweeted the day that happened, the event shut down and whatnot. He tweeted later that day, or he posted on Instagram a picture of, like, he was like, oh well. And then this one guy commented on the thing. He was on his Instagram post. He was like, why don't you do it once a year? One event like this once a year had to be a big thing, kind of like Coachella. And then FujiTube made a video saying he either commented or made a video back saying he's going to do it every month. Okay. I'm being serious right now. I'm not trying to be funny. This show is supposed to be happy and funny, but this is serious. FujiTube is sick, and he needs help. So if you guys want to the people listening, if you guys want to go over there and just try and support him and give him help, because he there's something really mentally wrong with him right now, and he needs our help. So
I agree. I don't know what he's thinking. He's really just making some really poor decisions with his life, and
I think
from what I've seen, he just breaks down in every single video from one reason or another.
I think he's legitimately sick. Like, I think he needs to be put on lithium. So, yeah, that's that. And one last thing I want to talk about, Better Call Saul. Do you know that show?
I know the name.
Saul Goodman from Breaking Bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have seen ads for that.
Yeah, it's a spinoff show, and the new season's coming out tonight.
Uh-huh.
It already premiered, actually. And the hype for that show, for the new season, was ridiculous.
Do you know if it's lived up yet?
I'm sorry? What was that?
Do you know if it's lived up to the hype?
No, I haven't seen it, but the actor, Bob Odenkirk, he's the actor that plays Saul. He's he got a tattoo on his butt for the new season.
Oh my god!
Yeah, the hype for that was insane. He was on a bunch of talk shows and whatnot. People are really excited for that show, which is good because Breaking Bad spinoff. You know, that's actually has higher ratings, higher and better ratings than Breaking Bad. Believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah. Breaking Bad is like a 90 on Rotten Tomatoes or something like that, and this show is like a 93.
That's impressive.
Yeah. It's a really good show, even though I think it's kind of boring. Maybe I'm only halfway through season 2, though, so it could get better.
What season just came out?
It's 4.
4? Okay. Yeah, 4. Maybe it gets better. I haven't seen it.
4 or 5, sure. Let me double check. Yeah, it's season 4. I think.
All right.
Yes, season 4. Oh, no. The episode comes out tonight, tomorrow. Yeah. Okay, so it's midnight right now, right? So it's coming out tonight, later today on Monday. Okay?
It's still, I'm an hour behind.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah, okay, so. Come on, well, 9-8 central, whatever. I don't even know what that means. It says tonight at 8-9 central, so. Wow, that just got confusing.
It's central time.
Central, I'm in central time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be 8. Yeah, well, so 8 or 9 your time.
Why are time zones so small? The entire United States should just be one time zone.
Time is a construct.
Okay. I just want to say, whoever said time is a man-made thing should be thrown off the face of the earth. Do you agree with
that?
Time is not man-made. If time is man-made, then... That's just stupid. Whoever...
It's like, time was made by man.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, it was.
The idea of using time for other things is man-made.
Yeah, like a clock. But...
Yeah.
You know...
Time itself has always just been its own thing.
Yeah, time has been around since the beginning of the universe. Before then, too.
Time is time. Time is timeless.
Yeah. All right, before we have a brain...
So deep with that. Yeah.
All right, let's stop this before we have a brain aneurysm.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay,
my brain's out with knowledge.
No, I was just thinking about something I wanted to talk about, and I completely forgot about it, and it was good, too. Crap. Ooh. 2 minutes to midnight. So, you know what that is? I told you about that, right?
Maybe.
The Doomsday Clock?
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch that video?
I started to mention it, but no, I didn't watch it yet.
So ashamed of you. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry. Explain it though.
Alright, so. Alright, here's the Wikipedia definition. So okay. Alright, let me get to it. Alright. The Doomsday Clock is a symbol which represents the likelihood of a man-made global catastrophe. Maintained since 1947 by members of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, Science and Security Board. The clock represents the analogy of the threat of a global nuclear war. Since 2007, it has also reflected climate change. And new developments in life sciences and technology could inflict irrevocable harm to humanity. The clock represents the hypothetical global catastrophe as midnight. And the Bulletin's opinion on how to close the world is to a global catastrophe as a number of minutes to midnight. Its original setting in 1947 was 7 minutes to midnight. It has been set backwards background of horror 23 times since then. The smallest even number of minutes to midnight being 2 in 53 in 2018. 1953 in 2018. The largest is 17 in 1991, which is strange because that makes sense because the Soviet Union was shut down back then. The Berlin Wall came down.
Yeah.
As of January 2018, the clock has been set at 2 minutes to midnight due to the looming threats of nuclear war and climate change, and due to the United States reducing its common ground leadership role. So, basically,
That's pretty scary.
If you guys didn't understand that, the Doomsday Clock basically represents, Doomsday. So when the minute hand reaches midnight, that's when the nuclear global catastrophe is going to happen. That's when they predict what will happen. And honestly, I think it's pretty scary.
Yeah, that is pretty scary.
Yeah, that's something I would not like to happen.
Definitely not.
And the clock basically represents, basically says it's if it happens, it's our fault, like everyone's fault. Like it's something that can, because the end of the sun blowing up and or the earth dying or just death in general from old age, that's something that we can't help and we never will be able to help. It's just a natural thing. But this basically means this basically makes everyone lose faith in humanity.
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah, which is sad and scary because I don't trust anyone anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to get too deep into this because it could go sideways really, really fast.
Yeah.
But there's just been so many dumb decisions made in history. It's just...
Yeah. I agree. Hashtag Soviet Union is one of them.
Yeah.
So,
anyways, yeah. On from that.
All right. Hey, let's move on. Okay, let's move on. So, what's your favorite song? I know this is a big change, but what is your favorite song of all time?
I'd have to think about that for so long.
Yeah, me too. But, like, what song have you been listening to lately that you can just think of off the top of your head?
I've been listening to a lot of Journey songs lately.
Journey is very good.
Yeah. I haven't been listening to a lot of music because I've been really busy with the move. But yeah, Journey, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of classic rock in the past month or so.
Black Eyed Peas? The Black Eyed Peas are amazing. Yes. I love them.
Black Eyed Peas is awesome.
Hoot! Hoot! Ha! Yeah. Dude, I was, the Where is the Love song? Dude, I love that.
You're on the love for it.
Yeah.
Patrick has it.
Yeah. Dude, if you guys haven't heard it before, I'm playing it for you right now. It is so good. I'm playing a bit of it. Good. Here we go. There it is. Woo! So good.
As long as soccer players celebrate with a slide, you can count on Geico.
No, man, I love this song. It's so good.
Such a great song. Geico. Yeah.
Geico.
Yes.
Oh, 9. It's old. Oh, yeah.
Living like they ain't got no mama.
Will I am?
I think the whole world addicted to the drama. Only attract.
Yes, definitely.
Bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terror.
Will I am? No, Will, you are.
USA, the big CIA, the blood of the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only need space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Then you gotta have love.
I forgot how good the lyrics are for this song.
Yeah, they're actually really good. Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
practice what you preach. Don't you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. Some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Is that Fergie? Always change. New days are strange. So good. All right. That's enough of that song, because if we listen, it's like 4 minutes long, so we'd be wasting our time in the episode.
That is an awesome song, though.
Dude, I was talking about this song earlier. There Ain't No Rest for the Wicked. Dude. I can't stop listening to that song. I don't even like it that much. It's just so good. I think if this song was like 5 minutes longer, it would be way better. This is it. Phoebe? Okay, I just want to say something real quick. Her name was spelled Phoebe. What is that name?
Phoebe.
Phoebe? That's a name?
Phoebe. Yeah.
Who hates her kids that much to name them Phoebe?
I honestly don't even know, but...
Oh, God, she's a girl? Oh, God, I was expecting a boy. Phoebe, that's her name. Phoebe, are you sure? Yeah, Phoebe. That's what went down at the hospital.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, God, I wanted a boy. Oh, God. No, okay. Let's move on before... Feminist, I'm sorry. Okay, let's move.
Yeah.
Alright, the song? The song is playing. Shut up. The video is so weird.
I was walking down the street when out the corner of my eye I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone that could you use a little company. But if you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked.
Money
don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got minds to beat, there ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though you know I wish I could. Another ain't no rest for the wicked, until we close our eyes for good.
Dude, I was about to stop the song, but then I just couldn't. My body wouldn't let me.
I told him you could have my cash, but you know I gotta ask what made you want to live this kind of life.
Yeah, I ain't no rest for the wicked. And don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. This world is free. I can't slow down, I can't hold back. I don't know the lyrics.
I wish I could. Oh no, there ain't no rest for the
rest for the wicked.
Close our eyes for good.
Okay, I have to stop before I don't stop.
So that's that song.
Yeah, that's that amazing song.
Yes.
Do you have any? Do you know any good songs? Yep. Or do you know any good songs that you love? Because I love.
Oh.
3,000 for the sake of everybody in the band. Act like you got some sense.
Ain't no gonna get up there and shake his ass. What we talking about?
Don't get out there playing it. Okay.
What I do every night. That's all I know how to do.
I'm not expecting
this. All the way overseas in the middle sea. Us to get over here and f*** up. Act like you got some sense.
You might get a little bit of this here. Not money. This is hope money. I hope you get out there and do your thing. Check it out.
Hey, hey, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? All right. You fold that.
All right.
3,000. I'm telling you.
All right.
I messed up everybody. Greyhound don't float on water.
Everybody. It's so much fun.
Here in London for the first time to perform for you live. Johnny Vulture, Benjamin Andre, Dookie on drums, Possum Jenkins, and Andre.
ice cold. 3,000.
Performing best.
Okay, let's get to the song now.
Ladies and gents, I give you
the
love.
It's about to start. You'll recognize this song, I swear.
Yeah, I know this song.
Yeah. Okay. That is just so much nostalgia.
You know, it's a really good song, but it's also really sad.
What?
Hey Brother by Avicii.
Dude, I love that song so much. Dude, Avicii died. That's sad.
That was so sad.
It was so sudden, too.
Yeah.
That honestly, though, that was actually, like, heartbreaking. I was like, Avicii, no!
There's nothing in this world I want to do. Hey, brother, can you still believe in what I want? Hey, sister, can you still believe in love? I wonder. Oh, if the sky comes falling down for you, there's nothing in this world I wouldn't do. Somehow, up there I wouldn't go. What if I lose it all? Oh, sister, I love you now. If the sky could fall for you, there's nothing in this world I want to do.
Okay, a really sad song is Fix You by Coldplay. You know that song? Dude. When you try, I don't really know the lyrics, but.
But you don't succeed.
It's honestly, though, it actually brought a bit of tears to my eye when I first heard it for the first time.
I started crying when I listened to Hey Brother and other songs also.
You think that song is that sad? I didn't think it's that sad.
No. It's because it was when I found out that I was moving.
Oh.
And I hadn't heard that song in a really long time.
Oh. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it struck me really hard in the moment.
Yeah. Dude, this song hits me at home for a very personal reason I'm not going to share on the podcast. I'm sure you know it, but this song hits home personally.
Yeah.
This song's so sad. Oh my god, I can't listen to it.
Yeah, we have to stop. It's not going to be good.
Okay. One more sad song is, I don't know, I just typed in sad song, is My Immortal. You know that song?
Probably.
Man. Getting tears in my eyes already.
Yeah, I know this one.
Oh, God. Here they come.
No, Patrick.
No, I'm just kidding.
Stop it.
Okay. Oh, God. It's so sad.
Oh, God. No. Crap.
Child is here.
If you have to leave, I wish that you would just leave. I just farted. Oh, I don't. Oh, but stinks.
These wounds won't seem to heal. This pain is just
with my voice.
There's just too much that time can
love. Oh, it's good though.
It's good.
Okay, the next song, this is by Evanescence, which is, I honestly think she has a really good voice in the lead singer of the band, but the sex song, one of my friends from school, he was like, whenever he listens to a song, he just thinks it's someone just cutting their wrist and putting on the eyeliner and stuff, like tampons.
Mascara.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's funny because it's true. That's just what I think of too. This is straight up emos.
Why are we laughing at this? It's not funny.
It's a little funny.
I mean, it's a little funny, but
it's really funny. I am a emo.
Okay, I don't know how much you remember from The Office, but do you remember when, Will Ferrell?
No, I don't.
The manager.
I remember Will Ferrell on the show, but I don't remember anything from that era.
Okay, so he was like a manager on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And he does this juggling routine.
Mm-hmm.
Or he claims that he can do a quote unquote motivational juggling routine.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, he comes up to everyone and he's like, "Oh, I forgot my balls." To do the routine, and he was like, "You know what? No, I'm just gonna do it, but without the balls." So he puts on that song and he just does a juggling routine without any balls. So he's just like doing it with his hands. It's so funny. And it's Will Ferrell, so it's just like he's so serious, but it's such a funny thing.
I love Will Ferrell. He's so funny.
So great.
Oh my god. The Anchorman 2 gag reel is so funny. The ejaculant.
Oh,
the ejaculant. The volume was so much. It was so funny. Now I know what the villagers of Pompeii feel like. Oh. Well, they were ring. It was so funny. He was like, instead of it being rained down on hot lava, it was frothy ejaculant. It was so funny. Oh, here's another sad one. I've become so numb, I can hear it. I could just see someone playing the keyboard.
Imagine.
Okay, I gotta turn that down before I get shot. What were you saying?
I said, have you ever seen videos of cats playing the keyboard?
No.
No.
Those are a thing?
Yes. You should look that up.
Alright.
It's really dumb. But it's kind of funny.
I still have that little kid yodeling stuck in my head. Yodeling. Alright. This song is actually pretty good. To you. The door just caught in the undertow. I become so numb, I can feel you there. So much more aware. Okay.
It's so dumb, but it's it's kind of funny. If you pay attention to the cat's expression, you can just see how dead inside they are.
It's like, kill me.
Exactly. I quit. As soon as you said you could imagine someone playing the keyboard, I just thought of a cat playing the keyboard.
I'm scared now.
you for watching.
Imagine waking up and hearing that in the middle of the night.
That'd be terrifying, actually.
Hello? Okay. Remember the... Alright, you'll remember this video. I'm 100% you will. I showed you this a while back. But guys, listen to this. Elliot, don't say anything. Just listen to it. The whole thing. And just absorb it. Just absorb it, okay? Listen. Ouch. God, that's creepy. Sounds like alternate dimensions. Ow, 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 ow. It's marked as my personal favorite.
Oh my god, I remember that so much.
Oh god.
I remember the exact place that I was when you said that to
me. I don't remember where I was. I was laughing too hard. That's so funny.
It's so dumb.
Oh god.
But it's hilarious. Oh god, no. Oh god. Oh god. No. Oh god, no. Oh god.
Oh god. The description under that last one was when they suck perfect.
Oh my god.
The black people song. Or definitely listening to that.
This song is dedicated
to... There's a picture of a watermelon and a chicken leg.
Oh god.
And Kool-Aid, purple Kool-Aid. And a basketball.
Favorite kind of...
Oh no, wait, I thought I clicked on the video.
What is
the comedian?
Is it like Gabriel something?
It's like...
You know
him? No. Wait, is it Gabriel in Zala's or something? Fluffy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does this one show where he's... I don't know. You'd have to look it up, but... He does, like, this prank on his black friend.
Uh-huh.
And he basically gets him an extremely racist gift basket.
Oh, God.
But it's really funny.
Okay, I want to listen to this, Elliot. No, shut up. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
You know, the one that...
Okay, so it showed it a watermelon, a chicken leg, purple Kool-Aid, a basketball, and it had like, plus signs in between each one of those, and there was an equal sign, and it shows, like, a black person with an afro.
Standing next to them, and all of a sudden, it gets...
Oh, great. Buffering. Loading. I hope you die. In the fire.
Family-friendly, Patrick. Jeez.
It is family-friendly. As long as you're extremely racist. Just kidding. Just kidding. We're friendly. We're okay, I said enough.
This song so has to be dumb, and it's all of a sudden it gets dark. I mean, you know, your best friend is. You know what I'm saying, right? Yeah.
Black people, I'ma steal your shoes. You better hide your wallet, cause I'ma take that too. Black people. Black people, one big family with a really big bucket of KFC.
Seriously, like all of us are related.
to an old amigo named Juan Luis. The Mexican called me Apple because we both hang from trees. Now, I kind of took that in a joking way. But was he talking about monkeys or the KKK? Don't get sunburnt, just ash your knees.
And really
we don't
bad.
Shoot tobacco, but really we will funny. Smoke weed. Puck, puck, pass like the train that could. And we can't spell neighbor, so we call it the hood.
Oh God! Okay. So it said a black person equals filthy, plus a spear, plus a chicken leg, plus watermelon, minus daddy, plus marijuana, plus a horse.
They tried to kick them out the White House again, but just like all White Houses, one of us broke in. And welfare and diapers is all we got. If you don't wear my
pants, if black person minus welfare equals homeless. And it showed, black person and a greater than or equal to sign, and then it said gang member next to it.
A black woman came to us to bash my song. I told her all blacks are Democrat. Now prove me wrong. Black people, I'ma steal your shoes. You better hide your wallet, cause I'ma take that too. Black people.
Hey. Oh my God.
Black people, one big family. With the
really big it shows the black guy plus like a black girl, and this is plus sex equals family minus the same picture of the black guy. It shows a black person and like the music symbol or whatever, and then equals rapper.
All right. Yo.
Oh.
Plus, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it said equals rapper plus yo plus check it plus plus yo plus yo plus yo. Right. Yeah. Plus yo. Using the N-word, racist, and it's like the Venn diagram, racist, not racist. And white, in the Venn diagram for racist, it shows white people. And then the not racist shows black people for using the N-word.
You're not racist, I mean.
In the middle was Mexicans.
If not around your black friend, you'll get jumped by every cousin, including the one behind that trash can. Now, let me tell you a story.
Nicknames for black people. Indians. Africans. Brownies. Sharpies. Pilgrims. Darkies.
The Indians had all the horses, land, turkeys, and the geniuses. The Poe ones killed their horses, took their hair and their penises. But that's not really a moral story, though. Except that we will steal your goodies. And that is how the story goes. Black people, I'ma steal your shoes. You better hide your
water, cause I'ma take that.
Black people, hey. Black people, one big family.
Oh my God.
It's so funny, but so racist.
How long is this song?
There's like 40 seconds left.
Oh my God.
Black people.
Picture of a monkey.
Porch monkey with a blunt and a banana. Ooh, I eat black people. Show Lil. Hey, hey. This is probably the most racist song I've ever written. But if you laugh, you're racist too. So I don't feel bad.
Dang it.
Securing racism.
We are
one.
Not racist.
Okay, just a disclaimer. We aren't racist, okay, guys? If you get butthurt about that kind of stuff, you can just leave, okay? We don't like that kind of... If you just get offended by that, if you get offended at all, it's just... No, everyone's... We're just joking, okay? None of this has been taken seriously. Everyone that makes these songs are just joking, okay? So...
Yeah, I agree 100%. We are not racist. We absolutely are disgusted by people that are...
Absolutely.
...so single-minded like that.
Yeah. All right. The white people song.
Oh, my God. You have to play that.
Yeah, just like the black people song, the following material is... no, I'm not even reading it because I didn't read it for the last person. The last song. So just to show
where... If you guys get offended, just come on.
It shows the Lunchables minus cheese, minus ham,
just so happens to be.
Minus Reese's Pieces equals white person.
The ones that like to, you know, bread. Let your lip, bro. Kick me in the nuts, bro. You get what I'm saying, right? White people, I get bullied in school. I can't wait till I'm a cop so I can bully you.
It showed a picture. It was like, hold on, I gotta go back. It had a picture of a white person, then an equal sign, and then a cop, and then it has if under it, and then the same white person with the cop, and then equals, there's a picture of a black person, and then plus hospital.
White people, no, we can't dance, and I don't whoop my kids or spank their
hands. Is it a white person? Then plus fraternity equals KKK or the Zay. It's like a fraternity thing. I don't know.
Go to your room, Michael. If you poke me on my arm, I bruise easily.
White people plus football equals quarterback. White people plus internet equals fat fat. White people plus marijuana equals hippie. White people plus meth equals, oh god. White people plus church equals pope. Pope plus kids equals, oh, white person plus skateboard equals like stunt double R.
Rabbit eating, redneck, inbreeding, beer drinking, small painting. I think you drive a tractor. We're red where we're mad, when we're sick, we're green.
Top 5 white people snacks, salad, slice of cucumber, wet dog, anything. Wait, hold on, I missed it. Anything with a leaf on top. Sorry. Black equals curve. Oh my god. It was like a black girl equals curvy, white girl equals a stick. White person plus house plus. White
person. Far away from that anus. A white woman came to me to bash my song until she realized I was black and then she zipped her purse. White. White people.
Oh my god.
Hey. White people. No, we can't dance and I don't want kids or spank their hands.
Oh god. It shows a white person plus a school plus an AR-15.
Oh my god.
Yeah. White person.
Hold up a second. We can't have a white song without the country music in it.
It showed a white person plus music equals country song and then like and then lots of unnecessary And that's what it says.
We all like country music. No.
Oh god.
Never understand what we're saying.
It said never understand. Like, I never actually understand what they're saying in country songs. And it shows like, and then it just shows like the mumbling. White people, all white people, the more you know, all white people originated from Texas. Oh, and Arkansas. We all got a porch and a shotgun. We all ride horses. White people equals farmer or unconscious in mosh pit.
I guess my point here is, if you're white, we automatically like you.
So white people, I get bullied in school. I can't wait till I'm a cop so I can bully you. White people.
Hey.
White people, can't jump that high. So if you're trying to lose the cops, find a fence nearby. White people.
Unless the cop is like, you know, Larry Bird or something, then don't try.
White people,
instead of you
being jerks, making other races look like shit. White people.
Seriously, like all of us are racist.
White people, I know you can't stand me, but we all still evolved from a chimpanzee. White people.
Show them.
Hey.
Alright, so this is probably also the most racist song I've written. It's not racism. I'm human. Get it? The human race? Ha 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 ha.
Okay. This is mainly this music episode. We weren't planning on this happening. I swear to God, we made a list.
Yeah, we were not planning on that.
We made a list, but we just got carried away. Okay, so this is going to be the last song, okay? And then the episode's over. But this is the most nostalgic and probably the oldest song ever. Okay, you guys ready for this? And it begins.
Tell me the duck story.
Bum bum bum, ba dum ba dum. A duck walked up to a lemonade stand and
he said to the man, "Run and
stand,
hey,
bum bum bum,
got any grapes?"
The man said, "No, we just sell lemonade, but it's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade. Can I get you a glass?" The duck said, "I'll pass." Then he waddled away. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man, "Run on the stand,
hey, bum bum bum, got any
grapes?"
The man said, "No, like I said yesterday, we just sell lemonade, okay? Why not give it a try?" The duck said, "Goodbye." Then he waddled away,
waddle, waddle,
then he waddled away,
waddle, waddle.
This video has 350 million views.
Not surprised at all.
When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and
he said to the man, "Run in the stand, hey, bum bum bum,
got any grapes?" The man said, "Look, this is getting old. I mean, lemonades all we've ever sold. Why not give it a go?" The duck said, "How about no?" Then he waddled away,
waddle, waddle, waddle.
Then he waddled away,
waddle, waddle, waddle.
Then he waddled away,
waddle, waddle, waddle. Till the very next day.
When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man,
"Run and stand,
hey,
bum bum bum, got any
grapes?"
The man said, "That's it. If you don't stay away, duck, I'll glue you to a tree and leave you there all day stuck. So don't get too close." The duck said, "Adios." Then he waddled away,
waddle, waddle.
Then he waddled away,
waddle, waddle, waddle.
Then he waddled away,
waddle, waddle, waddle. Till the very next day.
When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand,
he said to the man, "Run and stand, hey, bum bum bum,
got any glue?"
"Glue? Glue?
Got any glue? No, why would I? Oh, then one more question for you. Got any grapes?" And the man just stopped. Then he started to smile. He started to laugh. He laughed for a while. He said, "Come on, Doc, let's walk to the store. I'll buy you some grapes, so you won't have to ask anymore." So they walked to the store, and the man bought some grapes. He gave one to the duck, and the duck said, "No thanks. But you know what sounds good?
Lemonade.
It would make my day. Do you think this store? Do you think this store? Do you think this store has any lemonade?" Then he waddled away.
Okay, I want to see if there's the Mexican song or the Hispanic song. I just have to. Hispanic. Crap. The Mexican people song, oh my god.
Oh no.
Okay, no. Alright, we don't have enough time for it. Maybe we'll play it next time. Maybe. But
yeah, maybe.
I just wanna thank you guys so much for watching. Listening. Okay, so Elliot, where can I find you? What's your Twitter? Why not?
I do not have a Twitter, but I will make one after this video. I have an Instagram.
Alright, what's your Instagram?
It is EZW_2003.
Alright. You can find me at, you can find my Instagram at, no, 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 okay, you can find me on Twitter at Patrick Livingston, Yeah, that's it. So I want to thank you guys so much for watching, and I'll see you guys later. Peace.